Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ronald. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'm calling because I have some charges on my account that I was unaware of, and so I'm trying to get this situated.
All right.
I went ahead and my granddaughter got some samples from this company, and now my account is overdrawn and being charged for $85 and stuff like that. So, can you help me, please?
Can I have that zip code, please?
83546.
First and last name.
Brandy Canfield.
Would you mind verifying your address for me?
131 Timberline Drive in Pierce, Idaho.
Thank you. Now, I do see here we're on the 12th of January. You did purchase our skincare cream and also our serum, two of our facial products that helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles.
My granddaughter applied for or got a sample. That's what she was supposed to have. It's just a sample. She did receive her sample. We've never received anything else. I was not aware that there was going to be another charge to this on a monthly basis.
Okay,
I've n
so on the 12th of January, the day that she initially purchased the product was free on a trial. She only paid the shipping price of $5.95 and $4.95. And since she didn't give us a call back before that trial ended, they went on and billed her the retail price for the product.
Okay, well, she's only 17 and she did not know this. We haven't gotten anything else but these little tiny samples. Are you telling me that those little samples were that much? Is that what?
Yes, ma'am. But Ms. Brandon, give me one second while I place you on a
Okay.
brief hold.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Going down.
All right, Ms. Brandy, I have one on accounts out there. Account out for you.
So that was, it's been canceled?
Yes, ma'am.
So has that been taken off of my account now, the money, or?
No, ma'am, that charge is valid.
What I don't understand is can you explain to me why?
Okay.
Again?
On the 12th of January, the day you made the purchase, the product was free on a trial. You only paid the shipping price of $5.95 and $4.95.
Mm-hmm.
And since you didn't give us a call back before your trial ended, we went on and billed you the retail prices for the products that you have.
So if I would have called and canceled
before your trial expiration date, you wouldn't be billed the retail price for the product if you didn't like the product.
So where was that posted? Because I didn't see anything in that when my granddaughter ordered it.
Well,
and that's, and that's what I'm trying to.
Well,
I'm
ma'am,
kind
it
of
was on
confused
the
web
page. It was on the web page before purchasing the product, and also in the terms and conditions.
I'm trying to figure out. I don't understand. Just because I didn't call you back, that little tiny sample costed me that much money.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, was I getting another? Am I getting another big gigantic bottle of it?
No,
That's
ma'am.
What I'm trying to.
No,
I don't
ma'am.
get it.
No, ma'am. We only bill
So,
you.
so what you do is you sneakily. We this is what we do is we sneakily go ahead and say you're going to trial this. But if you don't like it, then it's free. You know, you just call us back. But I just don't understand. I'm so confused at the situation.
Yes, ma'am. We billed you for the products that you already have. So each
the
one of those
two
bottles.
Ounces, the just the 2 ounce. I mean, not even 2 ounces.
Ma'am, those are the those
I mean,
are
those
the
are
products.
tiny.
Those are not samples. Those are products, ma'am. And those are
But
the
that's
retail
what it was.
prices for the products.
Okay, well, I appreciate you canceling it. I will go ahead and call my bank and we'll dispute it this way. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the customer support.